This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Shout outs to everybody tuned in all over North America. Thank you for being here. Happy Friday to you. I hope you've had a tremendous day. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Yes, this is the JR Sport Brief Show. That would mean I'm JR. Thank you so much to our producer, doing an excellent job in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Let's go from the east to the west, because right now, the Toronto Blue Jays, they just scored another run. Clement singles to right field. Kirk scores. That was Kirk. Yeah, he was on base. Now, the Toronto Blue Jays, they lead the Mariners 2-1. This is the sixth inning. Toronto is trying to win three straight games here. They're trying to go up in the series 3-2. We'll keep you up to date as the evening continues on. How about this? In about 30, 40 minutes from now, the Dodgers are going to try their best to just go out there and eliminate the Milwaukee Brewers. They already lead the Brewers 3-0. Shohei Ohtani will be on the mound for the Dodgers. Let's see what happens. We talked a lot of NFL football. We're going to talk some college football. How about this? Jerry Palm is going to join us from palmbrackets.com. He'll be here with us in about 20 minutes to preview some of the big matches that we have starting tomorrow, like Georgia and Ole Miss. We got Tennessee and Alabama, LSU and Vanderbilt. We got USC and Notre Dame. Yeah, we got a lot of games to pay attention to tomorrow. Here's the deal, folks. You want to call up? You want to be a part of the show? You can do that, too. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. So much to do. So much to discuss. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to Will Graves for joining us, coming through to talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers, especially after that loss last night to the Cincinnati Bengals. So we got more to get into, but you know what? With Jerry Palm joining us in about 20 minutes, we actually got a college football game tonight. There's a few of them, but this is the one that I'm really looking forward to. Are the North Carolina Tar Heels, the football team, of course, are they going to go out there and successfully beat Cal Berkeley? Okay. They went from East Coast to West Coast. We all know what a horrific season North Carolina has had up until this point. They got a record of 2-3. In every single one of their losses, they're out here getting blown out by like more than 25 points. They're getting smoked. Okay, when it comes down to Power 4 opponents, they have been outscored 120-33. Okay, you could sit around and talk about Bill Belichick and how great he was in the NFL. The man has never coached in college. We all know about the controversies with the girlfriend and how hands-on is she. Well, let me tell you, outside of dealing with last week, where everything was about whether or not Bill Belichick was going to quit during the bye week, whether or not he was going to walk away, Bill Belichick puts out a statement. North Carolina puts out a statement. Everybody says that Bill Belichick is going nowhere. Bill Belichick has a press conference earlier this week. He says he's not going anywhere. So they're committed. They're in it. They're not going anywhere. That's what they say. But then things continue to get worse. Okay? We get even more stories this week. Pablo Torre is over here dropping news about how Bill Belichick's GM, Michael Lombardi, who we have had here on the show in the past, has basically said to everybody, well, he didn't say it, it was reported, he went to Saudi Arabia to try and find NIL money, and it doesn't stop their money. It doesn't stop there. We know Saudi Arabia is full of money. We also got leaked sound from Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan Hudson, where they were just trashing studio staff last year when Bill Belichick was doing all these damn shows, like Coach at the NFL Network, and then he had this other show with the Underdog Fantasy Network. And I guess it's just everybody dump on Bill Belichick time. Like, what is the point and the purpose of releasing and leaking some of these behind-the-scenes pieces now? You know, let's take a listen, because this is Bill Belichick. This is his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, the woman that apparently has no input at North Carolina, allegedly. This is them from last year. They're complaining about, of all things, graphics in the studio. Listen to this.
Is it necessary to say keep them out of the end zone? Because I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory on defense. I don't know if there's like an additional point.
Yeah,
100%. 100%.
I feel like that applies to all defenses.
Well, yeah, but we just said that the Cowboys' offense is the best offense in the league. They have the most yards per game. They have, okay, so they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. We know they're going to get the ball down there. Mm-hmm. Preventing touchdowns and forcing the field goals is going to be a key to the game.
Yep.
I mean, we could say it differently.
Is that red zone specific, conceptually?
Well,
should that say red zone instead of end zone?
Well, there's explosive plays involved.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So you guys haven't reviewed these before this moment here?
At the graphics?
Not the actual graphic itself, no.
I complained about the... It didn't stop there. There was a point in time where his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, she was telling the NFL graphics team about using Adobe Photoshop. Here, do this, click here, do this. Do you know what you're doing?
You want to create editable templates that Matt can just plug numbers into?
Well, we'll get somebody else to do it.
We could use Adobe Photoshop, and honestly, this is something I've done before with what you're calling a template. Okay, so Adobe Photoshop, and we have last week's thing, and then you literally just go back and say, oh, rather than Joe Montana, you just go click on the delete button, and then type in a new name. It's already formatted. It's already this, and you just upload it. Take a screenshot of that screen, and then just upload it. And it takes literally like 3 minutes to do it. I mean, I was able to build out his entire website with animations, with all of these things. I have zero real graphic experience, and he has a live website with all of these things on it. It was just a matter of pressing some things around. It's like, oh, well, if
and
we don't like that, we'll
the
just...
info. Yep.
By right. By so couldn't we, it's pretty elementary. Do something.
Oh, pretty elementary. Wow. She's just telling everybody what they need to do. She's like, I have no experience. I did his website, but I can tell you, the professional, what to do. And we don't have to listen to the full thing here, but let's just listen to the Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick be nasty to people behind their back. Here's a quick snippet. Let's listen to a little of it.
Oh, that looks great. Oh, that's awesome.
Let's go back.
Okay.
Thanks, Cody.
Yep.
All right.
Tony pulled
this out. No kidding.
Thank you for helping solve this.
You should send him one of those texts, like, even when I'm working, even when I'm with somebody else, I'm thinking of you. I was thinking of you the whole time.
Oh, man. Yeah, I guess they're missing somebody that they used to work with. Why would somebody leak? Well, I know why. Because it's just like, here's an example of these people just, it's kind of yapping. Let me tell you something about working in a television studio. You have a microphone on you. Like, you're sitting around with a lavalier mic on your body. Why are you saying something? Why are you saying anything that you do not want to have heard in public? I mean, we have a lot of these, I don't even want to say things. We have a lot of these instances that exist. There are entire YouTube channels that are dedicated to news people, people in studios, just saying things that that aren't supposed to be heard in public, like bloopers and outtakes, because people just simply forgot that they were mic'd up. It's called a hot mic. Let me tell you something. Okay, I talk into a microphone for a living. There's a microphone in front of me right now. I've worked in plenty of TV studios on plenty of sets. Man, when I walk my ass into that studio, when I know that there's a microphone, I'm not saying nothing. I'm just all about work. I'm not talking to anybody on anything unless it's my own damn private time. You can throw that idea out the window. So to have a professional come through, a guy like Bill Belichick, and I guess maybe he's not that much of a pro sitting around doing media, I know he's upset. I know Jordan Hudson is upset. That conversations that they had privately, regardless of whether they were trashing some of the production staff or not, I know they are highly pissed off that things like this were released. I mean, we actually had the NFL Network and NFL Films. They actually put out a statement saying, we value our relationship with Bill Belichick. We would never release anything like that. None of this came from us. And it's just like, we had nothing to do with the production. They just shot all of this in our studio. And it's just like, yeah, sure, maybe. But at the end of the day, somebody was sitting on the audio for the whole damn time. And they were waiting on the opportune time to take a dump on Bill Belichick, and they did. I mean, it's not unusual for someone to, trash the help, per se. I don't like this work. I don't like this. I mean, certain things that we heard, she's over here telling the artists what they need to do. And so Pablo Torre, the same guy who's been sitting around, beating up on Steve Ballmer and Kawhi Leonard and all the robbery and theft in Kawhi's contract, he's the one who got this audio out there. And then I told you, he took it a step further. He pretty much said that, this is the atmosphere that exists in North Carolina. Like, this is the reason why Jordan Hudson had to get the boot. And apparently she was booted from Bill Belichick's handpicked GM, Michael Lombardi. Listen to this.
Game of the season, that 48-14 blowout loss to TCU, wearing something that I'm not sure a lot of other people noticed. The word in this slide deck that I hope you can make out is what?
Banned.
Notably, this is not a reference to the fact that this football administration has banned New England Patriots scouts from attending and scouting Carolina football games this season. The ban, of course, was, as they mentioned in those various news clips, it was disputed by Carolina. The school clarified that she's going to continue to manage Belichick's personal life. She's not involved at all on the football side, is not an employee of the university in any way, but is very much welcome in the building. But one thing that I do want to report publicly now, which I've been waiting to report.
Can't wait.
Should we hold hands?
There was this disputed whole like thing that I was blamed for. The person who had told multiple people around the program that Jordan was no longer involved with the football program and was no longer allowed in the building was, you guessed it, North Carolina general manager Mike Lombardi.
Oh, boy. This is bad. Like, and everybody is saying he's going to stay. Like, why does the program want him there if they got to deal with more of this? And you mean to tell me that they're not going to be more losses? Could you imagine if they lose tonight to Cal Berkeley? Could you imagine if they stink throughout the rest of the season? We've already gotten reports about the morale being bad, and we've already got the North Carolina and Bill Belichick just doing damage control. How could morale not be bad when there's so much of a focus on the head coach? He's a distraction right now. Like, that's the reality. The guy and anybody, any football coach, they never want distractions. They never want anything, taken away from what's going on the field. But Bill Belichick is the biggest distraction. It's horrific right now. And then you have even Pablo Torre. You heard about Michael Lombardi, the GM, banning his girlfriend from the building. Pablo Torre said that the GM was trying to get NIL money out of Saudi Arabia.
And to just give you a sense of what Carolina's general manager has been quietly up to, this was, I am told, 2 weeks before the season opener against TCU. What multiple sources tell me is that Mike Lombardi, with his assistant general manager, Lance Thompson, was in Saudi Arabia.
Oh.
To try and fundraise over there.
No, come on now. What's going to be reported next? Like, Bill Belichick did a deal with the devil? Like, what are they going to say next? There has to come a point in time, even if I'm Bill Belichick, like, how much more money do you need, bro? If I'm Bill Belichick, there comes a point in time where I'm just like, you know what? This is not worth it. The juice is not worth the squeeze. My character's being assassinated. And this is all his doing, by the way. This is all Bill Belichick's doing. Nobody woke up and decided to take a dump on him. He did it to himself. He did it to himself with the public issues with the girlfriend. That really set him up as a pinata. When he went out there publicly and decided to let the world know that he was in a relationship with this young woman, he became a punchline. Bill Belichick became comedy. Like, nobody can take away his legacy with the New England Patriots. His legacy, well, he didn't have one, but people already hated his guts in Cleveland. He already burned a bunch of bridges when he left the New York Jets to go to the Patriots, didn't even coach a game for him. And he's just doing the same thing. Like, of course, yeah, we all know he had Tom Brady, and he was a genius that ran the ship. Nobody knows football like this guy. Yada, yada, yada. But apparently, this is one thing that we've also learned, and that has been confirmed. We knew it from the press conferences, and we've learned this over the past, I don't know, almost 40 years. It's confirmed Bill Belichick is a jerk. Yeah, we knew this. But he also might be a stupid jerk when it comes to his personal and private life. And he's really let and allowed this kind of taint his legacy. Okay? He's always going to be known as the Patriots guy. Nobody's erasing his wins. But when it comes to his reputation, when a documentary comes out, when he's older, this is going to be a bad bookend to what was an amazing NFL career, from the New York Giants into the Patriots, and then they're going to have to end with this exclamation point. And here's the thing. It's not even over yet. We haven't even gotten to the bad part. We haven't even gotten to the end of North Carolina. And whenever the end comes, I think the odds are it's not going to be pretty. I think it's just a matter of when. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, we're going to be joined by Jerry Palm. We're going to talk about some of the actual college games that we can expect to see. Okay, we got some big ones. I told you, we got Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss. We'll get into whether or not Bill Belichick is going to look like crap tonight. We'll have that chat with Jerry Palm on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we're getting ready for another weekend, another solid Saturday, even a Friday night of college football action. Okay, we just talked about Bill Belichick and all the rumors and news that came out today. We got a couple of games that are already underway. We got North Carolina and Cal Berkeley getting it on in a few hours from now. We got a full slate of great games tomorrow. Joining us right now to talk all things college ball is Jerry Palm from palmbrackets.com. Jerry, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm excellent. You know, before we get into Belichick, we got a game going on right now between Louisville and Miami. We see Carson Beck has already thrown two touchdowns. We see Louisville has a 14-7, or now I see Miami just scored a 14-10 lead. I know Carson Beck before tonight has looked very good. I remember him playing right here in Georgia with the Bulldogs. I'm not a big fan. Are you sold on Carson Beck in Miami this year?
Well, they certainly have looked good. Up until, you know, Louisville giving them a game at least in the first half tonight. But Miami's been pretty dominant. So it's hard to argue with that kind of success, but we'll have to see what happens when they get to the postseason. And, of course, Beck's postseason was cut short last year with an injury, and it ended up, you know, that Georgia could not maybe go as far as they could have because he got hurt. And so we didn't really get to see him in some high leverage situations last year because of that. But I think Carson Beck is a pretty good college quarterback. I don't know if he's a high draft pick type of pro or anything like that. But somebody will probably take a flyer on him in the NFL.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. We know that the next game, ESPN, we got Nebraska, Minnesota. They just got underway. But the next ESPN game following Louisville and Miami, we got North Carolina and Cal. And it seems that every single week there's something new that comes out about Bill Belichick. Now we got private conversations that are being leaked, and it just gets worse every single day. Do you think he's going to be around next year?
I would say probably not. I have a feeling the college football experience is not what he thought it would be. And it certainly hasn't been good on the field. I mean, they've been, pretty miserable on the field. And that's really ultimately what decides things like this. But, yeah, they haven't been good. They beat Richmond. They beat Charlotte. Clemson, who had not been really doing well at all, beat them 38-10 at their place. So, this just hasn't been a competitive football team, really, in the way that you would expect Bill Belichick to have a competitive team. So, if they could end up, 2-9 or 2-10, 3-9, something like that. This is a team that's going to struggle to win games this year. And if that's, that's probably not how Belichick wants to leave, his last season coaching. But it might be that this is his last season coaching.
Yeah, Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. Speaking of coaches, I mean, if we go ahead and take a look at Brian Kelly over at LSU, I know they're 5-1. They have huge expectations. He left Notre Dame a few years ago to help turn things around. 5-1 LSU, 5-1 Vandy. Garrett Nussmeier, I don't know if he's lived up to the billing. I know we just talked about Carson Beck. I'm looking forward to this game starting things off for tomorrow. What should we expect?
Probably not very much scoring, because that's the way LSU plays. They're an outstanding defensive team. They can't really score very much. It's really a contrast in styles, because Vandy is a good defensive team, but they're pretty solid offensively. But LSU usually dictates. And if LSU can dictate style of play, then they have a chance to win this game. But if Diego Pavia, the Vanderbilt quarterback, can go off a little bit and play his kind of game, which is both running and passing, and LSU can't really slow him down very much, and they're going to be in for a long day.
Oh, we know we got some big SEC matchups all throughout the day. Tomorrow we got Georgia and Ole Miss. We got Tennessee and Alabama. Which one are you really looking forward to seeing the most?
I guess Tennessee and Alabama, because that's such a heated rivalry. And Alabama looks like the best team in the league, but this is a really good test for them. And I say looks like the best team in the league because there's enough high-quality teams in this league that you can look like it at one, and then 2 weeks later you're wondering if you're going to make a playoff. So for Alabama, this is a big game for them. They've been playing very well since that loss to open the season against Florida State. The win at Georgia, of course, a signature win for them. Another tough win on the road against a ranked opponent, Missouri, last week. So they'll have to be ready to go. They've been playing very well on their home field in particular, and this game's at home. So I like Alabama.
Yeah, Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. It's an interesting part of the year because we can start to look at coaches. Obviously, we had James Franklin, who got the boot, and now there's these conversations about Matt Rhule, and then you think about Napier. It's hot seat time. And then we get Kurt Cignetti with the, it's like, hey, you're not going anywhere. They give him a big old contract. Are you surprised at the timing of it, or was it all kind of tied into Penn State?
Well, Penn State maybe in particular, but it could have been any job of that caliber that opens up for whatever reason. So like Florida, for example, could have, if that job opens up, that's a good job in the SEC. Now the program's not in great shape at the moment, but he can go in there. As we've seen, if you can turn Indiana football around, you can turn anything around. Because I'm from Indiana. I went to Purdue, but Indiana football has been a laughingstock for decades.
Yeah.
You know, they've had a few moments of glory, but really it's just been, you know, one win seasons, two win seasons, just miserable. And, you know, now you've got a coach who comes in and turns it around on a dime. And they have to be considered now, after that win at Oregon, one of the, you know, three or four favorites to win the national championship. And, you know, Indiana's a basketball school. They care a lot about their basketball. Their last national championship was 1987. And if you go back in time and you tell some Indiana fan that maybe you'll win another national championship someday, but the football team has to win one first, they're going to look at you like you got three eyes in your head or something. But that might be what happens. You know, Indiana's got a chance to win the whole thing this year. So, yes, Indiana was going to move quickly to lock him up, especially with the Penn State job already open. But they were probably going to do this anyway, just because of what he's already done. They want to lock him up, whether it's a Penn State job or some other job that comes along next year or whatever. They want to have him locked up.
Yeah, we know they're going in one direction. Indiana is, and Penn State is going in the complete opposite. We know Matt Rhule is currently busy this minute taking on Minnesota and the Gophers. Do you think there's any chance? It may not happen this year, but at some point in time, do you think he's going to end up back at Penn State, or is that job going to go to somebody and they'll never let it go?
Well, I mean, I guess he could be a candidate for the job now, although you wouldn't think he's been successful enough for what they're looking for. But maybe he could end up back there. I guess it depends on how well, if he doesn't get the job now, I mean, they're going to hire the kind of a coach where it may not come. But this is a job that doesn't open up every 3 years.
Yeah.
So if they make a bad hire now and the program suffers for it, then, you know, maybe it does open up again soon, but maybe the job's not as good. So, you know, he probably isn't going to get a lot of chances at a job like this, but he might not be the right candidate at the right time.
Jerry Palm is here with us from palmbrackets.com. I want to switch over. We've talked about quite a few quarterbacks, but even if you look at Indiana with Mendoza, we saw what they just did against the Oregon Ducks and more. We've had some names that have kind of popped up as Heisman candidates that weren't names like Manning that we all expected before the season started. What are your thoughts on some of these emerging quarterbacks?
Well, we're seeing some great players. We mentioned one already. Now, his team may not be good enough to get him Heisman consideration, but Diego Pavia has done a lot to put Vanderbilt football on the map. You've got, Ty Simpson, the Alabama quarterback. His first year in the position has really emerged and grown as the season has gone on. He had a rough first game against Florida State, but has really carried Alabama and won some high leverage games. So, we've got some young quarterbacks out there. The Notre Dame quarterback, it's Carr, and Mateer in Oklahoma, even though he missed a couple of games with an injury,
is a guy
that could play himself into Heisman consideration. He didn't miss enough time to, you know, really be eliminated as a candidate. So, and he was really hot to start the year. So now we'll have to see if that injury is hampering him, if he's playing hurt, it hampers him. But Mateer, even though Oklahoma may not be a national title contender, is the kind of quarterback that that can make some noise and possibly be part of that Heisman conversation.
Hey, Jerry, one thing that really stands out to me, and I won't forget it, and one of our callers hit us up about a month ago when Arch was going through his downs, and he said that he only has this job because of his last name. And I just had to kind of roll my eyes and go, oh, my God. What are your thoughts on Arch, his development, the expectations, how he's handled things? What say you?
Well, he certainly has had some problems. And I don't know if it's the expectations or if it's just, you know, they've played some pretty good teams. You know, they start the year at Ohio State, and Ohio State makes them look bad. Well, Ohio State's going to make a lot of teams look bad. And it wasn't just Ohio State. There were some teams that were not that good where he had rough stretches. I think he had the UTEP game. I think he had like 10 straight incompletions at one point. It's a game that they won. I think he's starting to show signs of getting better and getting more comfortable in the position. It's freshman quarterback at a big name school like Texas is a tough job. And some guys handle it better than others. When your last name is Manning, you're under the microscope all the time. Some guys handle that better than others. But he's still a pretty talented kid, and let's give him a full season before we write him off completely. But I think we're starting to see signs of him coming around a little bit. He played well in the Florida game for the most part. So you're starting to see some improvement. But there's some bigger games ahead. They beat Oklahoma, so that was huge for them and for him. It's still another half of a season to go.
Yeah, we got plenty more football in front of us. Hey, Jerry, thank you so much for the time. Tell everybody where they can follow you and all your work.
Yeah, it's palmbrackets.com. Football season, of course, in full swing. And then college basketball starting at the beginning of the month. I'll have a preseason bracket and be following that all the way through the Final Four as well. So two sports going at the same time here in a very short while.
Yeah, man, it's a good time of the year. Hey, Jerry, always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much to Jerry Palm for joining us. Palmbrackets.com. Me here in Georgia, I'm going to see what them Bulldogs do. They got to go out there and beat Ole Miss. Am I expecting it? No, but I'm holding out hope. Let's see what my Bulldogs do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You just heard Jerry. He's just like, yeah, Arch Manning is living in a fishbowl. We know. When we come back on the other side of the break, speaking of a fishbowl, there's this new Netflix series that started yesterday called Starting Five. Well, this is the second season. It follows around these big NBA players, guys like Kevin Durant, James Harden. We found out he has a son. Durant explains why he goes online and trolls. He's getting into it with James Harden leaving Oklahoma City Thunder years ago. It's an interesting series. I want to talk about that on the other side. You want to talk about living in a fishbowl? We'll get into that. But right now, what's going on in the world of sports? Let's get into a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Acker.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Jerry Palm for joining us from PalmBrackets.com to come through and talk to us about some college football action. Some of the games that we got tonight, we got Miami and Louisville, and later on we got North Carolina and Cal, and we got the Bulldogs and Ole Miss tomorrow, we got Tennessee, Alabama. We got a lot to look forward to, so it's going to be a good weekend on the college football side. If you missed that conversation with Jerry, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. How about this? Toronto still leads Seattle 2-1. It's the top of the eighth. The Toronto Blue Jays are trying to put some more runs up on the board to give themselves some space. And then we just had the first pitch a few minutes ago out in Los Angeles as the Dodgers are trying to win and advance to the World Series. They can go ahead and sweep the Brewers tonight. And the part that sucks for the Brewers, it can come from the arm of Shohei Ohtani. Okay, right now, it's nothing. But Shohei Ohtani is on the mound. The last time that he pitched was out there against the Phillies in Game 1 of the NLDS. Ohtani, 6 innings and 9 strikeouts. He gave up 3 runs. I mean, 3 runs in 6 innings, not bad, striking out 9. The Dodgers ended up winning that game 5-3. And could you imagine Shohei Ohtani? He hasn't been all that good here in a stretch when it comes down to the bat. Actually, a couple days ago, he had an RBI single to kind of wake things up. I think he's been 1-for-7 up until that point. And then yesterday, he pretty much opened up the game and opened up the scoring by having a triple, and then Mookie Betts immediately drove him in. So Shohei Ohtani showing a little bit of signs of life. when it comes to being at the plate. Let's see what Shohei Ohtani does tonight on the mound. Dave Roberts, the manager of these Dodgers, he talked about putting Ohtani on the mound today. Now,
he's a unicorn. I don't know how he manages it. Every minute of the day is accounted for. He's very prepared. And his last outing in Philadelphia was a good one, six innings. I think he gave up three runs. And so I expect him to be good tomorrow, be focused, and, you know, put forth a good effort at the bat, too.
Hey, listen, Dave, forget about all that. Tell me about the fact that you're about, well, not about, you're one game away from going back to the World Series again. And you've been able to go up 3-1, and Ohtani is stunk at the plate.
We're pitching really well. We're playing very good defense. Obviously, Shohei's not performing the way, you know, he would like or we expect. But I just know how big of a part he is to this thing. And we got a long way to go. But I just like the work that he's putting in, and I'll bet on him all day long.
Yeah, I would, too. I would, too, if I'm paying you $70 million a year. I got to be optimistic about something. Pat Murphy, he's the manager of the Brewers. His team might have already quit. They may be ready for vacation. Pat Murphy had this to say about being down in an 0-3 hole.
That team's pretty good. So are we. We haven't shown our best foot. Like I said, if you would have told me the Dodgers are going to score 10 runs in three games, what would be the score? If you said 2-1 us or 1-2, 1-2 them, you know, you wouldn't say 0-3. But we haven't got the clutch hit. We haven't. We've been a little bit you know, foreign to how we've played in terms of contact.
Oh, yeah, we haven't. Well, yeah, we see that. Ain't nobody hitting nothing worth a damn out there right now. So they're down 0-3. They're basically cooked. And then you got the Dodgers. They're getting ready to celebrate, probably moving on. If they don't win today, they'll probably win tomorrow. That's another game in Los Angeles. I don't think we're going to get what we got out of Seattle and the Blue Jays, where the series ends up being tied. I think that is way, way, way past. And so Tommy Edman on the Dodgers, he was asked about being close to another World Series.
We're really excited. You know, it's been a bit of a trying year. We didn't play the best during the regular season, but, you know, we're getting hot at the right time. And, you know, just one win away, and hoping we can finish it off tomorrow.
Yeah, man, they're going to win another championship. Come on now. What are we doing here? I think they're going to win the championship. Bacha, doesn't it look like that way the closer and closer we get?
Yes, because every time I see these other teams, like the Brewers, they're already done. If you look at the Mariners and the Toronto Blue Jays series too, it's going to be drawn out. So the Dodgers are going to have healthy pitching, rested pitching, and their lineup is in a little of a cold streak, so maybe they get some time to refocus. It doesn't seem like any other team has a chance at this point.
Speaking of a chance, looks like Seattle is continuing on. Cal Raleigh just blasted a home run, went over the left field wall. This game is now tied at 2 runs apiece in the 8th inning. The Seattle Mariners have no outs. This game is tied once again. This has pretty much been what this series has looked like over the past couple of games, but it's close, obviously, now. It's either all or nothing, and right now we got a good one. 2-2, Toronto and Seattle are tied. Cal Raleigh, who led the world in home runs this year, broke the record as a catcher, just blasted one to left field. And so let's see if Toronto goes out here and unravels. Oh, this is a good time. Bacha, this is a good time of the year, man.
I love this time. It's cold. There's good baseball on, basketball starts up, and there's potentially good football, too, with the Jets.
Oh, cold, speak for yourself. Nobody told you to live up there. It's 80-something degrees here.
I like the cold. I don't know. You can stay in the warm temperatures. I like being in 50-degree weather.
Oh, damn. Well, I do, too. I like all the weather, but I don't mind it when it's 80 degrees and sunny. I don't mind that.
I do. It's not fun.
You don't like 80-degree weather?
Anything above 80, anything 80 and above is not for me.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah, no. I like to wear hoodies. I like to wear jeans and sweatpants. So,
okay, yeah. All right. I do too, but I don't mind, you know, shorts and a hoodie. I mean, oh, well, Damn, Botch, are you a Grinch? You just like a weather time Grinch?
No, I just, the summer is hot, and the spring I have allergies, so I like the fall and the winter. So it's like, you just connects me with good times.
What do you do in the summer? Do you have like one of these personal fans? What do you do?
No, I just deal with it. I just I just don't love it.
All right. Okay. Good to know. Never invite you to Atlanta. Good to know. Okay. Damn.
Well, I don't hate Atlanta. I just don't like the heat.
It's not always hot. It's temperate. So what do you do in December? In December, it could be 70 degrees in the daytime and maybe, 40 at night. You just going to go out at nighttime?
No. I go in the daytime. It's not above 80.
Oh, 80 degrees. Okay. All right. Note taken. We'll find you somewhere temperate. Damn. Thank you, Botcher. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, we'll keep you up to date on both of these games as they continue on. Dodgers and Brewers, zero runs as of yet. They just got started. Did Shohei Ohtani just blast a home? You got to be kidding me. Oh, my God. Botcher, Shohei Ohtani. Did you see this man just hit a home run out the damn place?
I didn't see the homer, but I heard about it. So I am just, strikes out the side, and it's a homer. You can't teach that.
You can't, man. Is he the best baseball player? It's too soon. When it's all said and done, is he not going to be the best baseball player ever?
You could argue if he wins it this year, he probably can be up there in the debate just because he has a ring, 4 MVPs, is a pitcher. The only thing you can go against him is that his defense is inexistent.
He doesn't need no stinking defense. It is just crazy to me. It's just, we have never seen this before. Ever. Like, he just got off the mound and just went into the batter's box and just cranked the home run basically out of the damn place. If it didn't go over that little gazebo in right field in Dodger Stadium, it went pretty far. We have never seen anything like this in baseball ever. And he is a monster. And Shohei Ohtani is just he's a beast. He's a beast of all beasts. We haven't seen, I don't know if there was a player that would be able to do this, but they certainly gave Shohei Ohtani, they gave him the green light. He said, I'm not coming over unless I can go ahead and do both. And in a game like tonight, you want to talk about how quiet he's been? You can throw all that out the window. Shohei Ohtani is really showing why he's the greatest baseball player right now. And man, he's already making the case. He's already one of the greatest of all time. We'll keep you up to date. Dodgers lead the Brewers thanks to Shohei's home run, 1-0. Toronto, Seattle tied at 2 runs apiece. We'll get into more NBA, talk NFL, Major League Baseball, college football. It's a great time of year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.